Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Brian Pierce. Brian is a missionary, itinerant preacher, and lecturer based out of Irving, Texas. But today, he comes to us from Blue Ridge, Georgia. The title of his preaching is Fidelity to the End.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Reclining at table with his disciples, Jesus was deeply troubled and testified, "Amen, amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another at a loss as to whom he meant. One of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining at Jesus' side. So Simon Peter nodded to him to find out whom he meant. He leaned back against Jesus' chest and said to him, "Master, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I hand the morsel after I have dipped it." So he dipped the morsel and took it and handed it to Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot. After Judas took the morsel, Satan entered him. So Jesus said to him, "What you're going to do, do quickly." Now, none of those reclining at table realized why he said this to him. Some thought that since Judas kept the money bag, Jesus had told him, "Buy what we need for the feast," or to give something to the poor. So Judas took the morsel and left at once, and it was night. When he had left, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and he will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. You will look for me, and as I told the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. So now I say to you." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, where are you going?" Jesus answered him, "Where I am going, you cannot come. Simon Peter said to him, "Master, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Amen, amen, I say to you, the cock will not crow before you deny me three times." The Gospel of the Lord. Our Gospel today, as we plunge into the high drama of Holy Week, takes place at the Passover meal. We are told that Jesus is deeply troubled as he and the disciples gather to share the ancient supper that recalls Israel's journey to freedom. A freedom that Jesus longs to share with the world. Unfortunately, Jesus suspects early on that one of his followers has already betrayed the community by handing him over to the enemy. Given that tragic detail, it is important for us to watch how Jesus responds both to the betrayal and to his call to be obedient to the will of his Abba. It's a disturbing scene, no doubt, but it is one that invites us to delve ever more deeply into the demands of radical discipleship and gospel freedom that Jesus calls all of us to embrace. I wonder if any of us would ever be able to journey into the dark night of betrayal that Jesus is called to enter. And yet, given that we have been called to be his disciples, we have no other choice but to watch and learn from him, to follow in his footsteps with the obedience with which Jesus himself embraces his destiny, a destiny rooted in love. Judas's betrayal is just one of the many attacks that attempt to put an end to his divine mission. And yet with each and every step, Jesus refuses to fall into their trap of evil. He clearly sees that those who attack him are but wolves dressed in sheepskins. The fact is, all that Jesus really wants to do is to bring healing to Israel, to teach us the way of unconditional love and mercy. Even as the sentinels of evil plot their strategy, Jesus doesn't miss a step. He refuses to fall into their game of hatred and violence. Instead, he continues to put one foot in front of the other, pouring out his gift of unconditional compassion to those whom he meets along the way. A gesture that clearly throws the plotters off balance. Jesus, the Lamb of God, is clearly aware of the trap that they have set for him, but that does not interrupt his attentive listening to the voice of his Abba. He continues his journey, inviting us to follow him, teaching those whom we meet along the way to join in this pilgrimage of unconditional love. Of course, it amazes us to watch him journey along this path and still be able to maintain a sense of hope. But when we look at Jesus, we glimpse exactly that, a flame of what seems to be unbelievable hope and resilience in the midst of a very dark night. Jesus is clearly aware of what is unfolding, but his heart refuses to give in to revenge. In fact, Jesus does precisely the opposite. With his heart filled with the faithful love of his Abba, Jesus breaks and shares the bread and the wine with everyone at the table, including Judas. Could it be that Jesus does not exclude Judas from the table because of some deep hope that this tragic and broken disciple might just turn around and come back home? Does Jesus see something that we cannot see, a glimmer of light shining in the dark night of Judas's tragic heart? Does he still hope to find a way into the heart of this lost disciple? I don't think that Jesus ever surrendered his hope for Judas any more than he would give up on any one of us. I believe that he truly did hope that Judas would turn around and come back home to God's unconditional love and mercy. Is that not, after all, what Jesus wants of all his followers? Jesus simply refuses to play this game of the powerful. He's chosen a different path, a path rooted in nonviolent love. Though he's aware of Judas's machinations, Jesus does not run away from his destiny as God's anointed one. He refuses to use the Paschal meal as an opportunity to vilify or humiliate some sinner. Throughout the Last Supper and his agony on the cross, Jesus never stops once loving and hoping. He does not call down a curse upon Judas any more than he would on one of us. His outstretched arms are his final embrace of a broken world. Jesus goes into the heart of the Paschal drama filled with unbelievable love, mercy, and compassion. He faces the unfolding betrayal by way of his deep obedience to his Abba's mission of salvation. Today, we take another step into the heart of the Paschal mystery. We make the journey, of course, as wounded disciples who long for the balm of God's mercy. One of the very last things that Jesus says to us in today's gospel is, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, though you will follow later." The journey continues to unfold, and we can be sure of one great gift. We do not walk this journey alone. ¶¶